right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Hulk Hogan Jr., I guess Nick Hogan, is in jail for practically killing a dude, an Iraqi war vet. And he was on Larry King. Hulk Hogan was on Larry King talking about it. And I'm sitting here with Kerry Caseman. We're discussing it. All right, more of Larry King and Hulk Hogan. Here we go.
Why were they so harsh on him?
Well, you know, there were several statements made during the sentencing. The judge refrained to, if you weren't who you were. The judge was torn between him being a juvenile and rehabilitation to, you know.
Hulk Hogan's son?
Well, he referenced Nick as if you weren't who you were. So whatever that means.
Okay. Let me get a break.
Yeah. All right. Then I don't know what that means. All right. Here's more of Hulk Hogan and Larry King. You can see this. It's actually on right now, 9:30. I think they're going to replay it at midnight tonight. So watch the whole interview midnight tonight on CNN.
Do they play the tapes as well?
I don't think. I think they play a portion of the tapes. Yeah, I think they do.
Hulk, he did wrong, did he not?
Yeah. There's a kid on a ventilator in Florida who can't move, who was very used to physical activity. He was in the Iraqi conflict.
Right.
And now he's just sitting there on that
bed.
But he
was negative, Tim.
Yeah,
negative people deserve that.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah, but he made a mistake, and he's accountable, and he stood up in front of the judge and accepted, you know, his sentence and was responsible and accountable for the situation. And what most people, you know, don't realize is Nick did not leave my home that day ever planning on anyone being hurt or any intention of anything happening.
Right.
So let me ask you a question.
So then why don't they just give him a check and get him out of jail then?
Do you just ever leave your house figuring on hurting somebody with your car?
I don't do that.
Yeah.
No.
So do you think most people actually think that, don't think that, or don't realize that the kid wasn't out to harm anybody? He just did a really stupid thing and now he's paying for it?
Hey, listen, you know, this can happen to anybody. I'm not getting down on the kid for doing what he did because I was an idiot when I was a kid, too. And there's until you turn 25, and we're going to talk to a Dr. Sophie here at 10 o'clock, and he can confirm this for me. But until you turn 25, your brain doesn't really fully develop. And you do really stupid things until you're 25.
Really?
And then once your brain develops at 25, you sort of mellow out. But, that was Scott Sandlin that said that? Oh, I'm sorry. The hypnotist, Scott Sandlin. Sorry to get those two confused. But that's one of the reasons why, like Hertz and all these rent-a-car companies, they won't rent anybody under 25 because
That's like proven.
Yeah, it's proven.
I think I hit mine around 27, 28.
I think I hit mine around 42. I did a lot of stupid things. I think I'm doing dumb things. But I understand getting in an accident and somebody getting hurt and you have a little booze on you. And I'm not getting down for him essentially on that whole side of it. Because it could happen to, you know, almost anybody. But what I am getting down on for is the reaction to they have to it. It seems almost, subhuman to start blaming the victim and to be so concerned about, you know, the mother was concerned that she was at the beach house all by herself. I mean, don't they understand how America looks at this, especially in today's economy where everybody is hurting and, you know, you're supposed to at least try to help out one another, especially if you cause somebody great bodily injury.
And Nick's whining about his cell doesn't have a window, and it's smaller than his bathroom.
He should be every day. He should wake up and go, thank God I'm not on that ventilator.
Absolutely.
And sit next to that guy in the hospital.
I mean, and then they're just like, oh, poor Nick. I mean, the mom really makes that sound like, oh, honey.
I know.
It's just his mother's being so vindictive. And
the crazy cry that she has.
Oh, Nick!
Who cries like that? All right, here's Hulk Hogan talking to Larry King.
So, as a parent, are you torn? I mean, you love your son, and you care for... I mean, the dilemma you're in is you're a fed. You love your son.
Yes, sir.
You like the kid that's hurt, right?
I love the kid that's hurt.
Excuse me. Let's stop the tape here and define hurt.
Yeah.
When you bang your shin on a coffee table and it's bleeding... That hurts.
Yeah. You could knock your head and bleed a little bit.
Yeah.
That's hurt.
When you run around the pool and your parents tell you not to as a kid and you fall on your ass, you can scrape your knee or fall on your ass, get
you
a bruise.
You could even bust a couple of fingers. That's hurt.
Yeah. Maybe you can hit yourself in the finger with a hammer and then the black and blue part has about 6 months to grow out of your finger. That's hurt. being a quadriplegic is not hurt.
Vegetable.
It's practically terminal. And these guys are talking about it like you could put a Band-Aid on it. Yeah, the kid who's hurt. And what about the kid who got hurt?
Is you're a feb. You love your son.
Yes, sir.
You like the kid that's hurt, right?
I love the kid that's hurt.
I love the kid that's hurt. He's hurt. He's hurt.
He'll get better.
How's he doing in ICU? Well, he's, man, that he got hurt.
Maybe if we all get together and pray. Maybe if I do some Bible thumping on his family, he might get better.
He got hurt, that kid. That kid's hurt in there. See him in there on the ventilator? About $1 million worth of equipment? Hurting.
He's got a boo-boo.
He's hurt.
Your son had to be at fault somewhere. I mean, he crashed, right?
Well,
do you have kind of a lot of mixed emotions?
I'm torn. I'm torn, Larry, because it's a 17-year-old child that's with a 23 or 24-year-old mature adult that just came back from Iraq. So I'm trying to rationalize the situation, and knowing John the way I knew John, if there was any situation that was not right or out of control, you know, knowing John the way I knew him, you know, I figured John would take control if there was a problem.
Blaming the brain dead guy.
Yeah, like John should have, grabbed the wheel.
Right.
And John should have been able to, somehow become like Superman and, flown out of the car and stopped that car before it hit the tree.
Right.
What was John doing? Why didn't John help out? John,
he was 22.
24, I believe.
24.
Yeah, even more of an
a-hole. He should have jumped out of that vehicle.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was an accident, you know, and when we talk about the alcohol, Nick wasn't charged with DUI. They didn't. The limit
was not charged with DUI.
No, sir. The limit was a point. Whatever.
It was close to a 0.03, and there was alcohol in the system. And certainly, I know we don't condone
not
that
at all.
But thank God. Yeah. Thank God the lawyer is there to
underage drinking
bring some feeling towards this. That we don't condone that. And anytime a child, I think anybody under 21, when they have any alcohol in their system. In an accident,
you're in trouble.
It's pretty big, big deal.
Absolutely.
Then they want to know where they got it.
But some people have a misunderstanding of what actually occurred, as far as trying to believe there was a DUI type accident.
He's not charged with that.
No, he wasn't. No,
all right. Well, then I don't know why people are getting down on him. I mean, if he's not completely bombed and hurting the Iraqi vet, then let the kid go. Why are you guys hassling him?
Did he deserve, in your opinion, jail time?
You know, in my opinion, Nick wanted to be accountable, and he said, Dad, I want to be responsible for this. I understand the feeding frenzy, the lynch mob mentality of the small area we're in with the media jumping all over the... Actually, it was almost like irresponsible reporting because no one ever came out and told the whole story, you know?
Yeah, I love the hypocrisy that is... It's so great because I don't think Hulk understands it, but... When his daughter was tooling around with that crappy album that she was trying to sell,
right.
They went to backstage at the Grammys and talked to every single outlet and every single, every time a camera or a microphone came on.
Sure.
They did the Hollywood, celebrity parade, and she sang there. So when they need the media, the media is the best. They love the media.
Absolutely.
But when the media turns and says, wait a minute, there's something that stinks about the 17-year-old that caused an accident, and there's a quadriplegic U.S. soldier in the hospital, all of a sudden Hulk turns on the media.
They're a lynch mob now.
Yeah.
To get him.
They used to be a tool to sell his daughter's album and to make a lot of dough. And now they're like, well, wait a minute. These guys are uncovering the truth about my crazy kid.
And he resurrected his career through his daughter and through the media.
Bubba.
I mean, he pimped her out.
And so Nick wanted to be accountable. And I know from the legal experts that I've talked with of reckless driving with serious bodily injury or reckless driving with vehicular homicide where the passenger actually died, every case I've seen so far is everybody always gets 6 months probation.
That's not true.
But actually
that's
died. The kid's brain dead. What do you mean?
That's not true. Hulk Hogan either he is completely misinformed or he's outright lying, but one of those has to be happening because...
Every case I've seen so far is everybody always gets 6 months probation.
No, Hulk, please.
Not for death.
You get an accident and somebody dies, it's not always 6 months probation, all right? There are some circumstances surrounding a lot of accidents. They're all different. Some guys might be going to jail for 10 or 15 years for something like this. Your kid only got 8 months. You should be thrilled. It is so irritating to listen to these folks and to break it down like this. I mean, I just can't believe.
This is why people should have a license to breed.
All right. Here's more of Hulk Hogan and Larry King.
And if we're different, and if Nick's sentence is 8 months minimum security, we accept that. And we're grateful for that because now we know what we have in front of us. Nick wants to put this behind him and move forward to help John with all the charities and stuff he's been part of.
The charities?
Right. Right.
Larry's got to step in and go, whoa. Was there a list of charities that we all missed as a nation? That everybody in the United States missed? The list of charities that Nick is involved with?
Right.
And Larry never asked him about it. Oh, babu.
Think if the name were not Nick, but were John Jones, that he would have gotten probation?
Well, before we went to court, you know, things were done. Nick pre-qualified for an ankle bracelet. You know,
is that like pre-qualifying for like a credit card?
Yeah.
Do you have to?
With a 0% balance.
They send you an offer in the mail?
0% interest for up to a year.
I'm pre-qualified. Look at that. Not pre-approved, but pre-qualifying for an ankle bracelet.
Things were done. Nick pre-qualified for an ankle bracelet. You know,
and this kid thinks he's going to get out of jail and have his own reality TV show. His father's got to be telling him, hey, listen, when you get out of here, you'll be lucky to get a job at Arby's. No one's going to hire you.
Oh, no. Guaranteed. They've had the conversation. Look what it did for Paris Hilton. Look what it did for Martha Stewart.
I bet they did. I bet you're right.
Absolutely. That's why that kid said, Dad, work on this with me, because when I get out of here, I'm going to go into that reality television they're talking about, and I want to make a lot of money.
I don't know. Are advertisers going to buy that show, though? I mean, you're going to see like a Mercedes, you know, commercial during that show?
I hope
especially
not.
When he got in a car accident and, you know, wiped this dude out? I don't know.
I wish all their shows would go away. Just listening to those tapes and listening to how they dealt with their son. They should all go away.
You know, if we weren't at home. Yes, you can look at the case history and see anybody else in Nick's situation and see what happened to him. But like I said, we're not ducking and dodging. Nick is accountable. He stood up like a man. I've got so much respect, and I'm so proud of my son that he stood there like a man and said, Dad, I accept this, and I want to move forward.
But there's no window in my cell, and it's not as big as my bathroom. And I have a little toilet, and I don't have any privacy. You know,
I love this part. I
get so much respect, and I'm so proud of my son.
I don't know what part he's proud of. The alcohol, the speed, the crash.
The complaining.
The callousness that he asks Hulk to set up a reality show for him. I don't know what he's proudest of.
Rehabilitation and
all right, that's enough. All right, then we go out to who bought this kid the booze.
There were reports that you bought alcohol for Nick on the day this happened.
No, sir, I did not.
Never happened.
No, I bought alcohol to go out on the boat for the adults. Nick is a minor. Nick does not drink in my presence.
Did you allow him to drink?
No, sir.
I don't believe that.
So all those reports were wrong?
No, there's been a lot of reckless reporting that isn't accurate.
I don't know.
That whole family is pure WT.
I don't know.
That kid's been drinking probably since he was 12 years old with his pop.
I was able to drink around my mom before I was 21.
You were?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we were not allowed.
Not my dad, but my mom.
No, neither.
Mom, like up in Canada, we started drinking when we were like, 15 or so. And, we'd just steal beers from my mom and stuff. Mm. But
my mom turned a blind eye. You know, she'd know that my brother would have a drink here or there. But my dad,
dads are different.
Forget it.
All right, here's driving problems with Hulk Hogan talking about his kid Nick in prison. He's talking Larry King.
Had Nick had problems driving at all?
Nick had a couple tickets. You know, one of the tickets he had when I was with him, there's a section of Florida called Alligator Alley. It's between Tampa and Miami. We were trying to make the transition between homes. As you drive on Alligator Alley, the speed limit is between 65 and 55 at different times. And it is very normal on that stretch of straight highway with no lights and no nothing but straightaway, where people will go by you 85 and 90. You know, that's just if you're in the flow of traffic, that we got a ticket during
that. All right. Well, I understand that, too. But let's continue here with racing, in regards to racing.
It was reported he was racing another car. Reported the second car was a Dodge Viper, and that car was also yours.
Yes, sir.
Do you know who was in that car?
Yes, I do. Danny Jacobs and their friend Barry.
And they were racing.
No, sir, they were not.
They weren't. That's a miss. These were just two cars out on the road.
I'd like to talk.
What?
Larry King should have, in all fairness, should have had like the prosecutor or the chief of police on.
I guarantee you they wouldn't have gone on.
I bet they would have told a different story.
Sure.
All right, here's thoughts about John, the kid who's a quadriplegic.
What's the situation now with you and the Graziano family? What are your thoughts about John?
Well, you know, my thoughts haven't changed. I have told Debbie Graziano from day one my final outcome is for John to say, come on, Hogan, let's go downstairs and train, is what he would say to me every day.
That's not going to happen.
I mean, you know, like I said, we love John. You know, we pray for him. That's the last thing I told Nick a few minutes ago before we came on there. Nick, make sure you pray for John. I tell him that every day.
Don't forget. Right. Don't forget. Pray for John.
Yeah, pray for John. All right? Pray for John. Here's the tape of the prison tape about John.
Some reason, man, God laid some heavy on that kid, man. I don't know what he was into.
John was a negative person.
He was what?
He was a negative person. Will you work on that reality deal?
Yeah, he's a negative person.
Yeah, hey, can you get my reality show going? I got to get out of here and make some money.
Yeah, enough with Johnny. Come on, Dad. Let's get the Hogans back together.
He was negative. It's his fault. He brought it amongst himself, upon himself.
Oh, ba-boom. All right, here's Larry King talking to Hulk Hogan.
Before we get to these tapes and we'll play some more excerpts as we go along, have tapes been released before of conversations, to your knowledge?
Larry, you're on for 1 hour a day. Let's keep the energy up, Larry. Larry, 1 hour every day, please. He's yelling at him on off stage. All right, here's more on Larry King and Hulk Hogan.
You know, I was just trying to explain to him that it's in God's hands or it's God's will or it's what people have said for thousands of years. And did I say things wrong? Yes.
Yes, you did. You blamed the victim. Oh, boy. All right, here we go.
You're saying you were in such a situation that things were said that you would never have said normally, that you were in a stress
situation. I said them incorrectly. Yes, sir. I said them incorrectly because my son, when I talked to him on the phone, I could tell every time I called or every time he would call me that as the days went by and we couldn't get him out, especially when the sheriff, prosecuting attorney, and everybody said, we want to move him. And then there was no movement. We were desperate. I didn't think, even though they were trying to protect him physically because he was his juvenile adult prison, his mental state was unraveling. And I just had no way to help him. And I was desperate. And I never meant to hurt John or the Graziano family.
Right. No, your son did that.
Yeah, well, the tapes tell a different story, my brother. I mean, it's just unfortunate for you, but it's your voice on the tape blaming John, the victim.
Right.
I mean, clearly America gets that.
He did it on Larry King, too, by saying, you know, my son was 17, John was in his 20s, he should have known better.
He shouldn't have been there. All right, here's what Al-Qaeda couldn't do to John, Nick did to him.
Right, there you go.
He was over there in Al-Qaeda with all of their dudes over there and their IUDs and all their explosives and their guns and their arms and all that crap trying to kill these U.S. soldiers over there. Couldn't get to him, but Nick Hogan took him out. Oh, Bobo. All right. We just lost the audio vault in here.
I guess all gone.
I think they're working on it. So
there it goes.
Yeah, it's fun to know that they're working on the system while we're doing the show. So we'll just sing a song for you, gang.
Sing.
They've decided to
on the chain gang
to work on the audio vault while we're doing the show. So
we have no more Hulk Hogan. We have no more tapes.
Why don't they? You know, they don't use a lot of the audio vault on the John and Jeff show. Could they possibly maybe come back at 11 o'clock and work on the audio vault? Is that possible?
It's not used during Likas.
Is that right?
No.
All right.
But you know what? They need to get to bed, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I blame John for this, too.
Hell with the ratings.
All right. We're going to try to get this going again, but it's bad vibes. All right. It's not working out.
Man. So, Tim, question. Your daughter, hopefully she won't do this, your daughter gets into an accident. She's had just a little bit of alcohol. She's 17 years old.
Right.
She gets into an accident and puts her friend into a comatose state.
Right.
She's in jail.
Right.
She's, Daddy,
Yeah, no, baby. You got yourself there.
But, Daddy, but the cell's so small.
I know.
It's smaller than my bathroom, Daddy.
Yeah, you're lucky it's small. It's so small that you and I, that there's not enough room for me in there to kick you in the ass.
But wait, there's no window.
I know, darling, but it's over.
But she was so mean.
But, you know, that really says a lot about this Hogan family. That, you know, these are people with a lot of money and a lot of privilege. And they wiped out this dude. This dude is now a quadriplegic. He'll probably never walk again, never use his arms.
Right.
Never get married, never have kids, never enjoy, you know, the things in life that you and I can.
Right.
Because of
He's never going to wake up again. He's never going to wake up again.
Right.
He's gone.
It's over.
It's done.
Yeah.
He might as well be dead. And when he alluded to the priest, I guess, killing somebody, or the priest, you know, he was killed. The guy is just as good as dead. And I hate saying that. He's still breathing, but there's no brain function.
Yes.
There's no brain function. He killed the guy.
All right, Jerry, can you explain why we can't use the audio vault, my brother? Can you explain to everybody listening?
Well, the audio vault that you were using?
Yeah.
I don't know. The engineers were doing something on this audio vault in here.
Oh, well, this one's
I don't know why that one's down.
Is it possible? Are we back? We're back.
Look at that.
Yeah, I didn't do anything.
Can
on
you
that.
Ask them to work on it at 10 o'clock in exactly 2 minutes? We won't need it until tomorrow.
Okay.
So if they can give us another just 2 minutes, and then they can work on it from 10 o'clock until 7 o'clock tomorrow, they can stay up all night and work on it. All right. Here we go. All right. All right. Here's more of Hulk Hogan. And
is there anything we haven't heard yet?
Yeah, I think there is. I just don't remember where we were here.
Go to the last one.
Let's go to this one here. All right, there's Hulk Hogan and Larry King, everybody.
All the things that have been said publicly against
right.
you.
Right, I did not hear the whole question.
Okay, well, that you were drinking with your son, that you're on the boat with your son. Why don't you take responsibility for this? You put him on the reality show when he was 15. In other words, this is your baby.
Well, as I look back over what's happened with my family, we have been in the entertainment business, the show business. Should we have changed course of direction? Should Nick have done something different, been a professional baseball player, been an accountant? Maybe so, Larry, but we were following the course of what my family does.
No, he's not talking about that, Hulk. He's talking about your kid practically killing a guy, and Hulk Hogan still doesn't get it. Even when Larry gives him an opportunity to say, you know, we were desperately wrong for all of this, Hulk still is like, well, what do you want him to do, be a baseball player? Oh, it's a real mental illness that's going on here. All right, here's more of Larry King and this crazy man.
Brooke has said she's upset over you're dating one of her friends. Is that true?
It's not one of her friends. It's not one of her friends.
She's just acquaintance.
And is your wife dating a 19-year-old?
Well, first off, Larry, the girl that I'm dating is 34 years old. And it's not one of Brooke's friends. And from the reports I hear, my wife is dating a 19-year-old.
Does that upset you? Or
let's throw her under the bus. Let's throw her under the bus. But yet, she looks like a replica of Brooke. It's very scary. The girl that.
How old is the wife? Is the wife in her 40s?
In her 40s or 50s.
50s?
I don't know, 40s? Late 40s, maybe?
Got herself a 19-year-old.
Yeah. Look at that.
Don't matter.
Larry, at this point, my only focus is on John and Nick. And emotionally, I'm not, like I said, Linda has her own life and her own agenda. I am not part of it in any way, shape, or form. My only focus is on my children and on John.
All right. All right. And then Larry asked me, are you shocked by all of this?
All right, Hulk, you've been in the public eye for a long time.
Yeah.
One could argue you're the most famous wrestler in the world. You could make a strong case for that. Are you shocked by all this? By the I'm talking about the publicity, the television, the whole attention in that area, the tabloidish element of this.
If you would have told me a couple years ago, Larry, we'd be sitting here and this would have been how my life unfolded, I would have thought you were crazy. You know, I'm just grateful that the sheriff understands and has done the right thing. You know, even though his legal team had one opinion, the sheriff has given Nick some relief and he's being treated fairly now. I'm so grateful for that. I'm so grateful, you know, that the people that I surround myself are positive. You know, Michael Beck with James Ray, that,
uh-oh.
A little emotional.
Yeah. Is he crying or impersonating John?
Oh.
Oh. Another insult to the John and his family?
Yeah, it's been hard.
It's okay. I mean, this is the heart of your neck. Who could ever imagine?
No. It's the main focus is my son,
all right, but
my children, and John Graziano. It's been a tough one, Larry. I mean, you know,
I don't buy this at all.
You said to me during the break, this is the second part of the dance, so it's halftime, and we're positive, we're moving forward.
All right, well, you know, if Hulk Hogan is going to blame John for being so negative, and that all these bad things have happened to him because he's so negative, well, then how come all these bad things are happening to Hulk Hogan?
All right,
I mean, was Hulk Hogan negative? Did he deserve all this?
He's got to be negative.
All right, here's more of Hulk and Larry King.
You believe in God.
Yes, I do.
So do you believe in the second act? You believe in forgiveness?
Well,
you believe that...
Well, it's like I said, this is in God's hands. Things happen for a reason. This is to make Nick a better person. This is, in my belief, this is to make John a better person. It's like I said before, you know, it's God's will where we're at with this situation.
All right, I can't take him anymore. All right, one more clip, and then we got to get moving on here. All right, here's the last clip of the night, we promise.
We have about a minute left. Are you going to continue a public life? Are you going to make appearances? Are you going to...
I'm trying to get back to work, get back on track. The most overwhelming thing, Larry, is even with this irresponsible media, this tabloid terrorism, as I call it, and every shot they've taken at me and my family, when I walk out this door, the public knows the type of person I am. They know the type of person my son is. My son's a good child. My daughter's a good person. And the support from the public that's out there, and they know our focus is on John, and they know this was an accident.
Your focus is not on John, darling. It has never been on John. It may never be on John. Your focus is on you. Your focus is on your son, on your new girlfriend, and on your daughter.
Wait, Tim. And the reality show that he's going to put together for his son so he can go right into work when he's out of jail.
Gladiators.
Right.
And your focus is not John. So please don't try to BS us, Hulk. It is just so beneath you. Please, just be honest. You don't care about that kid.
And at the end of the day, Larry, the support and the people.
Uh-oh, here we go again. Busting up.
The people that are outside of this building, they're with us on this thing, Larry, so it's going to be okay.
Oh,
it's going to be okay.
Thank you, Hulk.
Oh,
come
man.
On. Was Hulk that a pat
Hogan
on the shoulder by
crying.
Larry? Did you hear that?
Oh, it's just so great.
Pat
you know what?
Shoulder.
I almost want to see this reality show now. Watch these lunatics all live together. Oh, Bubba.
Like you said, there's going to be no advertiser that's going to pick it
know.
Up.
I don't know. I mean, if it was on TV, I'd probably watch it. You know, because I'm one of these guys that is like a moron like that. I'd probably look at it. You know, want to see the craziness that is this family.
Tons of car commercials.
Ah, man. Yeah, you can't have a car commercial on it.
No.
Can't have a, join the Army commercial. You can't have a health insurance commercial. Can't have an alcohol commercial on this reality show.
Right.
Reality, whatever he's going to call it. Ah, man, the Hogans, they had everything going for themselves. And all the United States needed to do is for 1 second hear that this family was truly remorseful over that kid being a quadriplegic, and so far we haven't heard it.
Nope.
Nothing. Even when you go on the softball show that is Larry King, where he gave you ample opportunity, about 3 or 4 times that I can point out, where he gave Hulk an opportunity to say, you know, we're really sorry about what happened to John. It was never a heartfelt moment. Never, ever was there a heartfelt moment that you gave a rat's ass about that kid in the hospital. All right, gang, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Kerry Kasem is with us, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM.